Tractors are tilling the land and building earthen rows that will serve as levees once water flows into these fields. This area of southeast Texas is one of the best rice-growing areas of the United States. Other states that also produce major amounts of rice include Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Ray Stozer plants rice on more than 1,800 hectares of land in the area near his home in Dayton, Texas, and he's hoping the recent jump in prices will help him come out ahead.
Yes, naturally we watch the market, and the market's better than it's been since 1974 right now. So, you know, we can grow rice and make a good yield, usually get a second growth. So, you know, to maximize our profits.
The price of rice has more than doubled in the past year, but Stozer says production costs have also risen.
Fertilizer went up $80 a ton last week. It just seems like when we need it, everything goes up. All our suppliers say they can't get potash and they can't get phosphorus. And of course, nitrogen is mostly imported into this country now, so we have to depend on foreign sources for that.
Dwight Roberts is president and chief operating officer of the Houston-based U.S. Rice Producers Association. He says rice is the most expensive crop to grow in the United States because it's fully mechanized. So he says farmers in some of the best growing areas for rice are cautious in their planting decisions.
The bulk of the U.S. rice crop is yet to be planted as we go north into Louisiana and up into Arkansas to the Missouri Boot Hill. There's a lot of farmers up there, a few farmers that haven't made their planting decisions. They're watching the market.
Roberts says the United States exports about half the rice it produces, so when prices are low on the world market, farmers tend to shift production to crops that are more profitable at home, like corn and soybeans. The price of both those crops has risen sharply in recent years because of their use in making biofuels. Dwight Roberts says the reason for the international shortage of rice has to do, in many cases, with government policies in nations where prices for consumers were subsidized without providing incentives for farmers. He also blames drought in Australia, where rice production has virtually come to a halt, and an increase in demand driven by population growth.
Economists predict that the world will grow by a billion people over the next 10 years. And the middle class will grow by 1.8 billion people. And 600 million of those are in China. And when people move up in the economic chain, they want to eat better. They want more protein, which requires more grain and more fuels to produce it.
Growth in population has also contributed to urban sprawl. The loss of arable land, housing, roads, and other infrastructure has also reduced the world's rice production. Dwight Roberts says all of these factors have come together to reduce the amount of rice available.
We've seen in a number of countries such as Vietnam, Thailand, United States, India, Pakistan, to some degree in Uruguay and Argentina, we've seen reductions. And so now it's a simple case of supply and demand. And we've gotten to a point where world stocks in rice are the lowest today since the early 70s. And we've had a lot of population growth since then. So there's a very tight supply, and third world consumers in particularly are hurting right now.
Increased production in the United States will help alleviate the rice shortage in some parts of the world. The United States has promised to help the Philippines, which imports about 15% of the rice consumed in the country and is facing severe shortages. But overall, the demand for this grain worldwide is likely to outpace production, keeping the price high and promoting social unrest in poor nations where food supplies are low. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Dayton, Texas.